This Voice of the Arts podcast is made possible thanks to the Carnegie Museum of Art.
Rolando Villazón, thank you so much for giving me a call. You're calling from Paris, I believe.
Yes, that's correct, from my home here in Paris.
Oh, I wish I was there.
It's very nice. It's very cold right now.
Is it very cold? I hate to say that when you arrive in Pittsburgh, it's probably going to be pretty cold here, too. So
I know the cold weather in Pittsburgh. I was there for almost a year.
I know.
When I was a young artist, yes.
Yes, and it's so nice that you're coming back to Pittsburgh Opera to help support the Young Artist Program, the Resident Artist Program, and want to talk about that. But I believe you just had a performance in Paris just the other night, didn't you?
That's correct. I had a couple of concerts. One was the celebration of the Baroque Orchestra, Le Concert d'Astrée, and her conductor, Emmanuel Haim, who mm-hmm. I know for many years, and we celebrated 20 years of their existence. And a couple of days before, I was singing Orfeo with Cristina Plujar and L'Arpeggiata, also here in Paris, in Salgavo.
Oh, how lovely. How wonderful. And now you get to travel back to Pittsburgh and return to Pittsburgh Opera with this wonderful recital that's going to be taking place on Sunday. Tell us a little bit about the recital. What is some of the repertoire that you will be enjoying singing for us?
Well, I will be performing some Italian songs written by some of the greatest operatic composers, three songs by Verdi, three songs by Bellini, and then three fantastic songs by Tosti, another great Italian composer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Among my favorites, Ideale, L'alba separa, Dalla luce, L'ombra. And from Verdi, these songs that were almost like laboratory for all his amazing melodies that he put into the operas.
Mm-hmm.
So three really beautiful songs that I have been singing now for many, many years in recitals and in concerts. And I'll be accompanied by Carrie Ann Matheson in the piano, which we know each other also for many years. We've done already many recitals together, so I'm looking forward. I'm very excited.
Oh, that's wonderful. So I love it when artists get together and they have this sort of in-sync feeling. They already know what each other is thinking, and it just gets better and better with each and every recital, and I'm sure that's what will happen here.
Well, that's the hope, but it's true that it is the chemistry is built with the performance, with the rehearsals, and with time, and it's something very beautiful to experience or to witness how it goes beyond just two people singing and playing together, that this becomes really a duet, this becomes a dance together with the great music, the immortal melodies that we have the chance and the honor to be performing.
Oh, definitely. Now, you are from Mexico originally. How did you become interested in becoming an opera singer?
It was thanks to an LP from Placido Domingo singing crossover songs with John Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps love is like a resting place.
Oh, my goodness.
People know that song.
Yes.
And, and it was thanks to the song. I knew nothing about opera, but that voice captivated me. I was, I think, 13, 14 years old, and I started then collecting the albums from Placido Domingo, but none of opera, everything that were song, love songs and crossover
mm-hmm.
and Spanish songs, etc. And it was later that I performed them for fun in my school, in high school, and there was in the audience a baritone, heard me and said, you should be, at least you should try to learn a little bit the good way of singing, the opera, the lyric way of singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I started taking lessons with him. And then from there...
it is, an international operatic career, exactly. And you were one of the winners of the Domingo Operalia.
Absolutely.
Yes, and also you won first prize in the Zarzuela competition, which the Zarzuelas are so fabulous.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, that was really a fantastic moment. It was like a dream come true. Can you imagine being in the competition of my idol, of the voice I followed, the artist that mm-hmm. inspired me to become what I what I was beginning there to do professionally and to be there and to win the prizes. And then actually we sang together a duet in the final gala. So it was quite special. And later on, of course, we remain in contact, continues to be an important figure in my career. And we recorded a Zarzuela album. So the Zarzuela music, very important also in the development of my career. It's always present in my concerts. Mm-hmm. And of course, it is beautiful to sing in my own language. So.
Of course. You came to Pittsburgh back, I believe, in 1998, and you were a part of the Resident Artist Program. What was it like? I mean, Pittsburgh would be a little bit different than what you were probably used to before coming here.
I had a wonderful time. I mean, above all, I remember I auditioned for many young artist programs, but mm-hmm. the one I wanted to be part of was Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And actually, when the director of the opera asked me, why are you choosing, because I was accepted to other two or three, he says, why are you choosing Pittsburgh? And I said, I will tell you the truth. I am a Steelers fan, so I want to be there. And I know that the Young Artist Program is happening during the Steelers season, so that's going to be fantastic. And it was.
As a matter of fact, I understand part of this whole process, you are going to be all dressing up in Steeler garb and enjoying the Steeler game, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I said we need to organize everything so that at 8 o'clock, we're done with it. We have a big screen and we can watch Sunday night football. The Steelers beating the Chargers. Definitely. No ties anymore.
No ties anymore. My goodness. Yes, exactly. A little bit disappointing yesterday, but that is so. How did you become a Steeler fan? Because, you know, Steeler fans are all around the world and everything like that. So how did it enter into your life?
Well, that was because my father used to watch on TV American football. It started to come to Mexico in the 70s. And, of course, then in that decade, you were either a Dallas Cowboys or a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. And my father became a Steelers fan. And so, you know, I just inherited that. And I remember watching these games. First, I couldn't understand a thing about the game. Mm-hmm. And then little by little, I was really into it, and as the French say, it's my péché mignon.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yes.
It must be wonderful to live in France. I believe you became a citizen back in 2007 and continue to travel to all of your places in Europe where you're continuing your career. I mean, you have over 20 CDs on the Deutsche Grammophon label and have some wonderful things that are coming up in your schedule, in addition to the Pittsburgh Opera recital. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, that's. I mean, I'm going now on to the Metropolitan Opera.
That's right, Magic Flute.
I will be performing the role of Papageno mm-hmm. in the Magic Flute, a role that I also recorded with Yannick Nesseséga in the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, and then I will also with Yannick Nesseséga and the Philadelphia Orchestra will be singing my first Ninth Symphony of Beethoven.
Oh.
So that's exciting. And, of course, then I'm doing the recital. And then coming back, there's a lot of wonderful projects, new productions of Orfeo, my first Wagner, Loge, my role number 50th. And I'm artistic director of the greatest Mozart festival in Salzburg.
In Salzburg,
that's
yeah.
around the mm-hmm. the birth date of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart on the 27th of January. So I'll be there for my festival to receive the wonderful orchestras and artists that will be performing more than 50 concerts in 10 days, and I'll be singing myself also an early opera by mm-hmm. Mozart, Re Pastore, mm-hmm. and so on. Many wonderful things,
yes. But also, you have become an author, you've written books, you're directing, you are a man, a Renaissance man with the world of classical music. It's amazing.
Well, it's wonderful to be able to do all these things mm-hmm. and then to miss the one I'm not doing, and then when I'm doing the other one, really completely to be thrown into it and experiencing it with all my passion and with all my love, and then already looking forward to all the other activities. So whether it is writing or staging or singing or being part of the program making of the Mozart Woche, it's really, I am very excited and very lucky and very grateful that I am able to do all these beautiful artistic activities at this level.
Oh, it is wonderful. Now, is this your first trip back to Pittsburgh since 99, or have you been here in between?
I was there once. I went to sing Traviata. I don't remember. It's a couple of years, but it's been a long time. It's been almost, I would say, 15, 18 years since that Traviata. So I went to sing Traviata, and I went to sing Lucia as well.
Yes, okay.
But that was very at the beginning when my career started, right after I had left Pittsburgh. And then it's been a long time, so I'm really looking forward to walk around the streets. I have great memories, the bridges. Sure, I'm going to go there to the Allegheny Center where I used to live. I remember one time I was doing my laundry with Gary Anderson, the kicker of the Steelers.
That's great.
Oh, and on another time, I remember I was in the elevator and there were these huge, huge men there. And I said, okay, these are linemen. For sure.
These are linemen. Get out of the way.
Yeah. No, but and beautiful people I met. They're great colleagues, great artists. And really, it was an amazing time in this Young Artist Program. I felt so well prepared going out of Pittsburgh. It was in a microcosmos. And in a safe environment, everything that a young singer needs to then go into the, let's say, the real world with no net, no?
With no net, exactly, yes.
Exactly. And so I'm really, really, Pittsburgh has a wonderful place in my heart, so I'm very happy. The moment I was going to New York, I said, I want to do this recital and to help exactly the house and the young artists, the way I was helped and the way I was taken care of and the way the love and also the knowledge I was given in the Pittsburgh Opera. So I want to contribute a little bit for the newer generation.
Absolutely. And what a generation it is. It's pretty amazing. Having just performed Magic Flute last week, many of the resident artists or returning resident artists were a part of that production, and it was quite wonderful. So we are so appreciate and are looking forward to your return for Pittsburgh Opera and this beautiful concert that's going to be happening. And I just have to say that we're not Paris, but we have become a pretty good foodie town. So I'm pretty sure you can have a couple of pretty decent meals here.
I used to eat very well when I was in Pittsburgh. I mean, I didn't have a lot of money, but I still used to eat very well. I remember going to the market and getting beautiful things. Yeah, we used with my wife, we were there. We used to cook and we used to go out, and we have great friends still there.
Right.
David and Kathleen Elias.
Oh, the Eliases. Yes.
Yes. Great. I mean, we call each other big brother and little brother because we really look alike. That's how we met. He came to me and he said, I'm your big brother. And I'm like, wow, it's true.
Oh, my goodness. I know they're excited, and we are all excited here in Pittsburgh. And I appreciate you taking just a few minutes of your very busy schedule to talk with me. And we look forward to Sunday and the concert and the Steelers. You're going to be our
Absolutely.
Good luck charm.
Yes, let's do that. I'm bringing my jersey. I'm bringing my terrible towel. I'm bringing everything. So first we do Verdi, Bellini, Tosti. Then we eat, and then here we go, Steelers, here we go.
Oh, bravo, bravo. Thank you so much, Rolando.
You.
Yes, and we will see you on Sunday.
Wonderful. Looking forward.
Thank you.